Yesterday we were addressing the Rambam Shita. The Chiddush of the Rambam, which is the Yisoid Hanigeya for many areas in Halacha, this is Yisoid that when an Eid Echad says Zu Chaylev, an Eid Echad says about a piece of meat that it's Chaylev, or an Eid Echad says about a woman that she's a Gerusha, he thought she's a regular Penuya. And he says, no, she's a Gerusha, she was once Geget. So the Eid Echad, of course, is believed. Even the Chiddush of the Rambam is that if later somebody's going to eat the Chaylev Basra, or Kayin is going to marry this Gerusha with Hasra, that we are going to give Malkus. We're going to give Malkus to the person who did it. So the Rambam is a bit Chiddush, because Saif, you're giving the person Malkus for doing what? You're giving him Malkus for eating Chaylev. Now how do you know it's Chaylev? The Maaseh, you only know it's Chaylev Api Eid Echad, and Af Api Kein, you're giving Malkus, which normally requires Shnei Eidim. So this is the Chiddush of the Rambam, and nevertheless, seeing that the Rambam was very mistaver to most of you, you didn't see the Rambam as a very big Chiddush, I see the Rambam that it is a big Chiddush, but that's... You know, it's like somebody asks around. He wants to have a good place to go on a date. So someone tells him, oh, there's a good place at this and this spot. So he's going to go there. So he goes around and he asks directions. So he asks, he's very nervous about getting lost, so he asks five different people directions. So all five give him directions. He goes there, and it's a bomb. It's not a good place. So that's funny. Five people told me about this place, and it's not good. Can't trust even five people. Right? The truth is, only one person told him it's a good place. Five people gave him directions. So he's saying, you know, it's funny. Five people told me about the place, and it's not a good place. So if it sounds, this Rambam, you know, it's the same idea. You have one aide saying it's chaylev, and then you could have 1,000 aides saying he ate it. So the Rambam says he gets malchus. You know, Saif, you only know it's chaylev from one aide. So I see the Rambam as a tremendous Chiddush. Okay, but that's what he came, that's Shita Sarah. Rambam's Shita is, they didn't say he ate, well, they don't know independently it's Chaylev. They only knew it was Chaylev because the Eid Echad said it was Chaylev. So the Eid Echad said it's Chaylev, and then the person went to eat it, and they were Eidim, and the Eidim gave him warning, and he ate it, and were giving him Malkus. Or couldn't we give it a Misa to be eating their case of Misa? Don't just be submitted to Chaylev. Yeah, how do you have Chaylev? To Torah Echad said it's Chaylev. They don't know independently anything. That's the Rambam's case. And the Rambam says that you give Malkus. To me, the Rambam is a very big Chiddush. Oh, so could be we would believe him. No, Tosis argues. Tosis says we believe him for Dina Yisra the Heter. If you want to know, could I eat it? You're not allowed to eat it. You want to know, do I have to kasha my oven? I cooked it. Yes, you have to kasha your oven. Anything that's in Yeridaya, which is Dina Yisra the Heter, if you ask me any shayla that's in Yeridaya, the answer is we believe the Eid Echad. If you just start asking me shaylas that have to do with giving Miso or Malkus, that's a different book. That book requires two Eidim. That's what I would have said if not for the Rambam. It's in the Monos of an Eid Echad. How could you give Malkus with an Eid Echad? Zot the Rambam you could. So the Rambam apparently holds that once it's established, it's established. Once he says it in the way that he has the Emunis, so that's the way it remains. It's established. That the halacha establishes that it's not the Eid Echad establishes its chaylev. The halacha establishes it. The Eid Echad said it, and the name of the halacha establishes now that it's chaylev. Mekamal abo, it's chaylev, and anything you do, it's chaylev, and we can give malchus based on that. That's the chiddush around. So we had yesterday two other examples that Rav Shimon brought. An Eid Echad says that this mikveh has memsah. An Eid Echad is believed say it has memsah. Later, a tamei is tevel in it. So I, an Eid Echad, is not believed against the chazaka. The person's becheft is tamei. How do I know he's tar once he's tevel? How can you trust an Eid Echad? So we said it's the same side of the Rambam. The Eid Echad says the mikveh is memsah. When he finishes speaking, the halacha establishes that it's mamsa. Now, if someone is the Cheskes Tumma Tavos, he becomes Tar. Well, the third case we had yesterday was from Yavam Islamites. And Eid Echot says, Pliny is a brother to this man that died. Pliny points to a person, this person is a brother to the one who died. Now, this brother is going to do Chalitza. And he'll be Matir, this Yavam Alashuf, that she should go to, she should be allowed to get married with this Chalitza. So Vaita, same story. How could an Eid Echad be Mata Yavam Alashuk to Dovish of Erva? The same thing. When she comes into Bez Din, when the Eid comes into Bez Din, the Eid says, Pliny's a brother. So that's not a Dovish of Erva, that he's believed. Once he's believed, the halacha is established, and now, if he goes and gives Chalitza, it's a good Chalitza. This is all stems very glatt with the Rambam. Rather, there's another kasha, Agav, that's answered with this Rambam. It says later in the Masechta that Tosis brought from Tosis brought from Matiah that if you have a that if a shtar is lost, a gift, if somebody drops a gift, it's lost. So someone else comes, so you give it back to him with simonim. He gives a simon, you return it to him. Or a kamachachim is believed to be a sayim. A get is lost, and someone recognizes it, you give it back. So vayta the same kasha. So that you do this kasha. Here he is, how could you give it back? What's he going to do with the get? He's going to be megarish and isha. It's a dava shabarva. A dava shabarva, you could do with simonim, or tviya sayim. He recognizes it, give it back. Once you give it back, he's going to be megarish and isha. How could you do that? With Tfiyas Ayin or Simon, and you give him again, and now he's going to be Megarish Yisha with it. And Megarish Yisha Davash and Arava needs to wait. Answer is the same thing. Why do you give it back? Because Hilchas Aveda says it is. Hilchas Aveda is with Simon and with Tfiyas Ayin, you give it back. Once you give it back, it's established that it's his get. Once it's established it's his get, it's the one that was lost. Now you can be Megarish. Everything stems with the Rambam. Everything's very glad. How Tosis would answer is not for today. The Rambam is very glad. The Kasha that Rav Shimon has and the Taras Kitten has is from our Gemara. In our Gemara, again, we're going on the point of the Gemara where it says, Liboy Trey. First words of the Sugya. L'rav adam el fishem b'kin l'shma l'ibay trey, you should need two eidim. What's the Gemara's kasha? That to say eidis, that this get was written l'shma, you should need two eidim. Why should I need two eidim like the Rambam? It's a davish of erva. It's not a davish of erva. Right now the eidim are saying what? That this get was written l'shma. The fact that the get was written l'shma, that's not matter in Eishes Ish. The moment before they say it's written Lishma, and the moment after they say it's written Lishma, the get wasn't given yet. It's before the get was given. Before the get was given, it's not a Dava Shabarava. Hey, now it's not a Dava Shabarava. So what's the problem? If it's not a Dava Shabarava at this moment, so it's not an issue of two eidim, it shouldn't need two eidim. It's one eid to say a fact. It's lishma. We'll accept one eid say it's lishma. Halacha will pass it as lishma, and later we'll give the get. Why? What is the problem? This was the kasha of the Taras Kitten of Rav Shimon. Okay, from all the cases I mentioned, really, from all four cases. From mikvah, from that, because there's also a get. Okay. What? But that's good for the kasha.
Which
nice is very good. When the Gemara here. The Gemara here is Levi Trey, it's not talking on the case where you gave it afterwards. This Levi Trey is in our case. The Sheikh arrives with it. The Gemara's kasha. It's not mistaken. The Gemara's kasha is dafka on that case. It's not likely that the Gemara's kasha. But there's pashas that the Gemara's asking every time he comes. The Gemara is saying you should need put in the Messina. Of course, you need to wait. There's no shaila for the if you hold the Messina, what does the get? Or if you hold the Ksiva, whatever tuzayt the get, you need to wait them. That there's no shaila. The shaila is on the lishma of it. To say that it was written lishma, that's the kasha. Why do I need to wait? So Rav Shimon answers, and Avada the Rav Shimon's teretz needs havana. I'll say it. Rav Shimon says it in pretty short words. I'll say it the way I understand it. Rav Shimon says that the Rambam's rule applies to an edus, which is not an edus that creates a halacha. It doesn't create any specific din. Let's say I say this is chaylev. So, of course, it creates dina yisav ahetar. But it doesn't create dina einshin. Because if I say this is chaylev, it may never be that this person is going to eat it. Maybe that somebody will eat it. When I say this is chaylev, most pieces of chaylev in the world don't end up with malchus. There's a lot of chaylev in the world. There's a lot of nevela in the world. Because I say this is one of those million pieces of nevela in the world, it doesn't mean it's an edus on einshin. Later, it'll happen that it'll be Nageya to Dinei Ainsh. But the Aegis is not directly affecting anybody's Ainsh. So that's in the case of the piece of Chayla. Now, that's clearly different than Get. By Get, most Gittin that are written in the world are given. If I say this Get is written Lishma, it's much more directly affecting the Halacha than if I say this piece of meat is chayla. So, it won't happen till later. But the edus is creating a din. It's affecting the halacha directly.
More common, that's why it's a greater chance you're going to get something that needs a chayla.
So far, yes. 100, that's right away a difference. Because it's not just more that one is 2% and one is 3%. It's that one has no shaykhis tension. Because derech klal, the vela is not eaten, it's certainly not eaten with asra. And again, derech klal is given. So the edus is the edus that this woman is going to become mutter with this get. Basically. Always, not every get. There's some get that are written and doesn't change his mind, he doesn't give it. But ruba the ruba, it lives in the edus. It's not just a percentage. 1 minute, don't. This is the good part, right? The difference between chaylev and here is easier because when you're coming into bed and saying eidus on chaylev, you observe. Someone walks into bed and he says eidus on chaylev. Are you? Does it appear to a normal person that this is something that's negeta ancient? It's negeta that I have to throw in the garbage. Do I see it as an eidus on ancient? No. Because people are always saying that this is kosher and this is treif. Once in a great many cases, it's the geya to Aishin. That's indirect. That's not direct. That's indirect. Sometimes it ends up being the geya, sometimes not. Now that answers the case of Chaylev as compared to Agamah. What about the case of the mikvah? I say, hey, this is a mikvah as Memstar. Now there, it almost certainly is going to end up being used. Maybe percentage-wise, maybe I use more, but that doesn't matter. Lamaisa, when I'm saying yeah, it's on a mikvah, it's pretty certain that it's going to be used as a mikvah. But even there, it's not necessarily going to be used for any one person. My edus, when I say that this is a good mikvah, it's true. It lives in my words that somebody who's tamei will probably end up being tavei in a mikvah. But it's no individual. There's no one person that I'm saying Aedis about. Hey, yes, I'm not saying Aedis about any person. I'm not saying Aedis against a Chazaka. Right? I could say a Mikvah's Memsar. I just can't say Aedis against a Chazaka. When I come into Bezdin, I say this Mikvah is a Kasher Mikvah. My Aedis does not directly affect any Halacha, any individual's Halacha. There's nobody who will say it affects him. It may end up affecting him. That's indirect. That's not direct. But she came to get, it's a direct effect on the halacha. And the Meila, the Rambam's rule, the way Rav Shimon understands, is only when it's an indirect result of giving an Einish or changing Chesed's Tana. When does the Rambam say his rule? When it's indirect, affected indirectly. Our Gemara, it's a very direct effect on the halacha. I'm saying this get, which is written from this husband to this wife, was written Lishma, and not only that, I'm a shlich lahalacha, I'm bringing it to give it. It's very directly affecting the halacha.
Yes.
There are two steps. There are two steps. There's one step, stage one, I'm saying it's a kasher again, it's written Mishma. Stage two, I'm giving it. So in the kasher, we thought the Rambam is makir any stage one. Any time you're doing it in stage one, it's always makir. That was the kasher. What about Azamar? The answer is no. When the Eidus is a direct Eidus on a Dabba Shabbat Erva, when it affects the halacha directly, the Rambam would not hold of his Yisai. And when you say a get is written Lashma, you're saying something that directly affects the woman. Because this get is only to be given to this woman, to this person. And the Meila, it's a direct, you're saying something directly that's going to affect the woman. If it's what? If it's a private mikveh, the person's about to be tovel, it's not going to change anything. If it's the only mikveh in the world, maybe. But as long as it's, you have to realize it doesn't live in his words. When you say mikveh is kasha, in your words, you're not saying on any one person that he's going to become tar as a result. When you say about a get, you're saying something that's very direct. You're saying this get, this preparation for this woman and this man, is fine. It's going to affect it directly. The whole Rambam's chiddush is that it's indirect. This is not a direct edus. Here it's a direct edus, and everyone knows what he's saying. It's very direct. There it does apply. What about? Oh, good. Okay, that's a good question. One second. What? Okay, but 1 second. You ask him that it answers the first two cases. You could write, you really could write a different get. It's true, you could write a different get just like you go to a different mikveh. But nevertheless, the lashon of Shimon is in get acher ba'olam. There is no other get. You could go and write one. A mikveh, there are plenty of mikvahs in the world. A chela, plenty of other things to eat. Nobody has to eat the chela. What would Shimon hold if there were two gittin? That he would hold differently? We can clarify. I'm not sure. Because maybe it's still made specifically for this woman to be megarishar. This is a get which was written for this person to be. Until that point in time. You know what it's like? If I have to give you a marshal, again, a crude marshal, but just to make it a little more understandable. You know, there are companies that make guns. Right? People got shot, so they filed a suit, they sued the companies that make guns. Because people get shot, so they're suing the company. So the company won in court, because why? Because we make guns. Some people use guns for things that are awesome, some people use things that are guns that are worth it. We make guns. Some people use it for things that are okay. So that was the, you know, the court that exonerated the gun company. So they're not responsible. Now, let's say I'm going to go and make a gun, mount it on a tripod, aim directly at someone's window, and then I'll start to sell it to someone. And then the person will go, pull the trigger, shoot the person, and they'll take me to court. So Mustama, I'd lose in court. I'll say, what do you mean? I made a gun. He could use it to shoot whatever he wants. Yeah, but you made a gun which was set up to shoot this person. It's a very direct threat. A sheker, when you sell guns, anything can happen. So you can see the chiddush. That's the difference between this get and the mikveh. A mikveh, people can use the mikveh for whatever they want. They want, nobody has to come to the mikveh, it's not addressed to anybody. There's a mikveh. Or a chaylev. A piece of chaylev. What are people going to do with the chaylev? They can do whatever they want with chaylev. They could eat the chaylev, which is asur, or they could, they could use it to fix skin, with the banah. They could use it for other things. So the saying something is chaylev, it's very indirect. It's like a tool which could be used. It could be used for avaris. It could be thrown out. Anything could be done with it, with chaylev. They can make soap out of chaylev. They can sell to guy. So if I say it's chaylev, it's not, it's very, very indirect that somebody's going to eat it. Mikvah is a little more direct. Mikvah, I'm saying it's a mikvah. It's a step closer. Someone's going to travel in the mikvah. But vayse, it's not aimed at any one person. There's no one person who's losing. The Rambam's rule applies in all these cases, except in the case where it's a direct, like a get, it's like a gun which is shot up to aim at somebody. Which is set up to aim at somebody. A get is addressed to a person. If it's written with Shema, it can be given. It almost certainly will be given. Rabbi Shlich Leilach, we have a woman. The get is much more of a direct result of that. I've got to say this, than either the case of Chaylev, which the Rambam says, or the case of a mikvah, which the Torah's Gittin brings. So as far as these cases are concerned, this step of Rav Shimon, I think, is a pretty clear step. A difference if something is a direct avis or an indirect avis. He's in a table in that particular mikveh every single day. Perhaps, maybe you're right. Maybe it will be different. You can't ask somebody because I'll tell you the chinami. If you'll create a case where it's similar, the chinami, do the same thing.
You say the get is
matter
referred to everybody, but
to
no one specifically.
The get is matter har to no man specifically. Well, the get, we don't claim that the get makes her married to someone. The get makes her eligible to marry someone. So you see, it depends. You're attaching a get as something which prepares for marriage. I'm attaching a get as something that it's a davar she'erva, but makes her ois eishes ish. Either way, it's a davar she'erva. It affects her. L'maaseh, she becomes ois eishes ish no matter what. Even if she never marries anybody, she's still ois eishes ish. That itself is a davar she'erva. It doesn't have to be that she will marry somebody else. What you're asking is, if she doesn't marry anybody else, it's not nafkamina, it'd probably be nafkaminas anyway, for the krayvim, and her relatives are going to look at his relatives. But it has to be direct to something which needs to aid. If it's direct to something which needs one aid, the surin is no problem. It's only because it directly affects something that needs two, that's why it's a problem. Now the first step of Rav Shimon, I think is a very black and very straight, and I don't have any problems understanding it. I think if you think about it, it's something you can explain even to Balabatish away, or to Balabat, and you're not into the lumpness of it. I think a person could appreciate that the get is, who are you fooling? You're saying, here's what we get, that's this. You're saying, here's a chaylev, anything could happen. You're saying, here's a mikveh, anything could happen. The problem is the next step in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon recognizes that this is two steps. The problem is the case of the brother of the Yavam. The brother of the Nifsim. Here, it's already not so clear. You come into Beis Din, you say, this man is the brother to the person who died without children, and therefore what? Therefore, who are you fooling? Since when you come into Bez and say he's his brother, who are you fooling? You're coming in to say, therefore he could do chalitza and give chalitza to this woman. Now that case seems to be problematic for the Rambam, and it seems that Rav Shimon's Hagdara is less than satisfactory in this. What? There are other things you can do with the information as a brother. For example, it could affect Yerusha. It could affect who he's allowed to marry. Or marry his brother's relatives. It could affect other things. Moshe saying the get could only affect this. Or if he's one, but don't limit yourself. But that's a limit. Because then you're going to say that if he's the only brother, you can't say anything. That's not true. See, Lamaikis believe even in case he's the only one.
If he's the only brother, makes a difference.
What? If there's no brother, she's also a mother. Shimon says exactly the opposite. He says, if you're coming to say this is the only brother, Zichlo Adar Shabbat. Because he's saying she's the Yavon Lashot. But she's not Yavon Lashot. That's the Moshan. I'll tell you what Rav Shimon says. Now, again, see, I don't want to confuse it, because I think the first step of Rav Shimon I understand very well. The second step, I'll tell you the words Rav Shimon says. The words that Rav Shimon says is the following. He says, we know there's a brother. It's not because of this age. We know it's chuzik that there is a brother in the world. We know there are brothers. Before you come to bed, we know that there are brothers. How do you know someone else's brother? If he lives 30 days in a city, because there's a brother, that's a brother. We know that there are brothers. We just now, in Besdin, have to know this is the brother. So for the Dabba Shabba'erva, to make her a Yavama that's also a shuk, to know that, we know that already from before. But to know that she's eligible to Chalitza, we know that from before. All he's doing is choosing which is the brother. Which is the brother? Which one is it? Or in the case where the get was lost. We know there was a good get. We just don't know which is the get that was lost. So if something was lost, is this the one he lost? It gives Samarin, we know this is the one. When you say this is the brother, or this is the one, it's not the same as saying there is a get. Where I thought there was no get. Now I'm saying, no, there is a get, it was a Mishma. I mean, there is a get. That's different. So he says that the Eirachan has only believed the case where it's Huzik they were brothers. It's Huzik from before they were brothers. If there was no Huzik who was brothers, then it's like Yaki says, if no Huzik brothers, she could certainly marry the Shem. We've got to be talking that we hold she needs Chalitza, it's Huzik they are brothers. You just identify which brother, she says that's different. That's more Pumadik, and that even an Eid Echa could do. Even a Apostle, a Karab could do. Well, he's not clear. I'm just saying that if it's not Huzik they are brothers, there's no problem at all. It's like you say, it's a moment of shock. If you believe me, let him give chalitza. If you don't believe me, she's mutter anyway. So what's the problem? So it must be a case where it's hosted to our brothers. If Kamino be to Asar and Akayim. So that's certainly the first test. That's certainly indirect. I'm saying she can get chalitza. Later she'll try to marry Akayim. That's certainly indirect. The Eidach certainly is there. No, that it was written with Shema, it's not that way, right? Because the Gemara now, the Bay Trey, thinks that right sight from the Pusklaret are not good with Shema. And without Eidim, even without a mirror, you have to know it's written with Shema. Right? So at least the Rashi certainly learned that way. It's a real chash of Lishma, right? We're really afraid it's written Shalom Lishma. When the Gemara asked the Bay Trey, but everybody, the kasha is that how do you know it's kasha? Not because that it involves lies, it's because we don't know if it's kasha. No, the Gemara's kasha is on rabba here. Most of the rabba, the Mishma, the boy tray. We're going on rabba. So rabba says, Mishma, the boy tray. So Taisus says, Taisus, the boy tray, says that at this point we're not asking because they're ir rabal. We're asking that how do you know that it's really the Mishma? Right, the second step of Rav Shimon needs a little more to be satisfying, needs a little more. Maybe like Ari was saying, maybe because you say this on a shtar v'shma, it has no other nafkamina in the world, only this. Shaykhem, you're saying the Edis, the Rambam, all the other cases, it has other nafkaminas. Maybe that would be a good gather. Something that has zero other nafkaminas, only for Dabba Shabarva. Baget, you mean the Gabik Suva. Gabik Suva, the Gabigat. So those nafkaminas are really betray Lada. They can't be separated from the Dabba Shabarva. They're really one and the same, the Dabba Shabarva. Could be a nafkamina if I have to pay the Seifer. The Seifer says, pay me for the get. So how do you know I wrote over Shema? Theoretically, you could think of Asher Timtza, where we would have other nafkaminas. Now, Kapanis, not what Shimon says, right? It doesn't help to get Shavet. To get Shavet, it's a get. It's only an afternoon with that get. You still have to come on to Reb Shimon. Okay, this is Reb Shimon Tagdara. Yes. Change a halach. That's right. In the case of the Ach.
So here, she's talking to you. It doesn't make a difference. All you're doing is that saying.
But I'm setting up Chalitza. But just like I'm setting. When I say the get was written in Shema, you're telling me it weakens Hefeskes Eish Yisish. Even though she's 100% an Eish
Yisish. The brothers have. I don't understand why that weakens her Eish Yisish. But he's saying
Right, so that, I think that's the Nakuda. The Nakuda that you're saying that it weakens Hefkes Eish Yisish, it doesn't weaken. She's a full Eish Yisish. She's still a full Eish Yisish. It just sets things up that it's going to fall off. What does that mean? But she's certainly an Eish Yisish. If she's the Zana, she is.
Can you say there's no get out there before this moment, and you're making the get?
That's so right. Moshe came by the brother. There's a brother there anyway. There's a brother there.
All you're doing is pointing out which brother it is. But there is. It's like that case, like the case of the get on later on where you lost the get. And then, so the get was always out there. Why do you believe? The get was always out there. You're just pointing out.
I'd like to be more, I don't know, somehow the chiluk, in the case of the brother, it doesn't satisfy me as much. Maybe I have to be married into it more. The lost get is the same problem. Now, the chilek between the case of Chelev and the case of Mikvah, I understand very well. The chilek between this and the case of Chalitza, or the lost get, that I have a harder time with. Because in those two cases, it seems to me it's also quite direct. Returning a lost get, well, you're fooling. Why is the man looking for his lost get? He's doing it because he wants to use it. Why is the man looking for his who's the brother? Because he wants to do chalitza. It seems that.
I
don't
understand the other way that I understand everything, all four cases, why
it's
not a problem.
Okay, it's still the Nakudas Achilik still would need a Hezber, but that doesn't take away from the aside and from the fact that Agamar is different than Vestava. Agamar is different because it's probably the ultimate preparation Edis, which could be direct, as direct as you can get, and it explains Agamar. Rav Shimon goes through a number of other Gemaris, which he gives examples. To understand the Rambam, for example, The Torah gave a person the nemanis to say his son is a mamzer. Special, there's a kus of yakir that a father has a nemanis to say about his child that his child is a mamzer. Once the child has grandchildren, once they have grandchildren in the world, the father cannot come and say my son's a mamzer, because if his son's a mamzer, his grandchildren are mamzer. And to say Edis on his grandchildren, they're mamzer. For that, we don't say Rabbanei Banim Hari Enke Banim. There's no nemanis on grandchildren that they're mamzer. So therefore, if a man walks into bed after they have grandchildren and says that my child's a mamzer, the father has no nemanis. This is Eris HaKosev of Yakir, but doesn't give him nemanis. Even though, if he doesn't, if his son has no children, and he walks into Beis Din and he says, my son is a mamzer, he's believed. Even though it's in all likelihood his son will have children, in all likelihood his son will ultimately have children. Right? The former yid, he's a mamzer, he'll have to marry people a mamzer will have to marry. He'll marry a geiris, he'll have to marry a geiris. So his children, though, will be mamzer. How can he ever say Edis? But the Rambam's side. The Rambam's side is that if you're saying an Edis, that you're believed in Al-Tayyidachot. Later it'll have ramifications, the later ramifications, that that you're believed. It's established based on your Agadah Tayyidachot. If it's too late, the father believes Al-Tayyidachot. The answer comes in Yakir, that a father is believed to say, even though he's an Edachot, Yakir. Just because of Yakir, okay, but it gives him an amount to gather his son, not only his grandson. You want to call him two Eidim?
Yeah,
you can call them. You see, but you can do that every time. It's really a list of places Eidachar is believed. He doesn't believe Yisurim. Eidachar is believed in the case of Yavamis to identify people. Eidachar is Naman by Yakir. There are other cases Eidachar is Naman. In all these cases, whether I call him an Eidachar or not, the point is, it's not enough to do a second step. It's enough for stage one and not stage two. Even though stage two will follow, the Rambam's insight is that once it's established for other things as well. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in the Gilead, the Yaredeyah, Simin Hilchos Shechita, Simin Tesvav, was asked the following shayla. He was asked, it's a tshuva, but it's printed in the Agos on Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is that a baby animal, you're not allowed to shecht until it's 8 days old. Why? Because it's a suffix nafel. Maybe it's not a viable baby. And if it's a suffix nafel, so if you shecht an animal less than 8 days old, it's treif. It's a suffix chai, suffix dat chai, the animal is not kosher. However, if you know that the pregnancy was full term, whatever it is, different animals have a different term. Let's say an animal normally has a 7 month pregnancy. And you know that this animal was pregnant 210 days. If you know for sure that it's 210 days since they were merabeya, the male, on this female, then you could shecht it even the first day. You could shecht it right away. Because you know it's a becheskes, a kosher animal. However, if you don't know, which is usually the case, then you can't. The Shiloh Rebbe Kivega was asked, is an Eidachot believed to say that it was Kolol Echadasha, that this animal is a viable animal, that it's a good animal? Is an Eidachot believed? That's the question Rebbe Kivega was asked. Rebbe Kivega's answer is that it's the same as the sugya in Gittin Dachos. With that riddle, what that means, we're going to break, but we're going to come back to it. The Rebbe Akiva Eiger is a Siman Tesvav. I would suggest you could see the Rebbe Akiva Eiger either in the Shara Yosher, because Rebbe Akiva Eiger himself goes into many nekudas with Avi Shaila, but in Shara Yosher, Shara Vav, Perek Aleph, right away in the beginning of Shara Vav starts, Eid Echad Mem Bisurim. And then, I think 2 lines later, it says, Kosov Rebbe Akiva Eiger, he brings down Rebbe Akiva Eiger, And it's also in the Shiurei Reb Shmuel Oifchav Tes, also it's brought down, and it's in both places we have to see, and you can look at the whole pilpul. The question is Rabbi Kiva Eger's take on our Gemara going to shtim with the Reb Shimon? Today we got a Reb Shimon's Yisai. Is that going to shtim or is not going to shtim? So that we're going to get into on Sunday.